103 Jam celebrating 75 years in KC and giving you a chance to win $1,000 in cold cash. On with us right now is Craig Aikman, Senior Director of Booking and Operations for the American Theater Guild. How are you doing today, Craig?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing great. 17 years you've been working with the American Theater Guild. Is that right?
It seems like only yesterday. Yeah, it's 17 years. As a matter of fact, it'll be 18 in March. That's crazy. I just thought of that.
Wow. I think it'll be 17 years for me being in Kansas City coming up in March, if I do my math correctly.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you here, for sure.
Thank you. And I'm glad to talk to you about what's going on with American Theater Guild. What does it mean to you to be a part of the guild for this long, Craig?
You know what? It's a lot of fun. It puts together all of my passions for Broadway and for the performing arts and for, you know, getting this in front of people and creating audiences and creating magic and memories and all of those things. That's what this job does. And I'm very fortunate to be able to do something that I love on a daily basis. It's not a lot of people are able to do that, for sure.
No doubt. So we got a new season about to kick off, Craig. Is that right?
We have a stacked season that's about to kick off. I have never been so excited about a season. I haven't been excited about a season like this in a very, very long time, but I am super pumped to be able to bring this to you. We've got six shows on the package, and these six shows are incredible. They're going to start off with the 30th anniversary production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. And this is a brand new production. It's got all of the Disney magic behind it. It's going to be unlike anything that the city has seen. And we are one of the first 50 cities to get this title in Kansas City. We're very excited about that.
Wow.
And then we've got And Juliet, which takes all of the hits by Katy Perry, Britney Spears, NSYNC, Kelly Clarkson, and combines them in this incredible show about what would happen if Juliet decided not to kill herself after finding Romeo and move on with the rest of her life. And it will leave a smile just pasted on your face for weeks to come after seeing it, most definitely. Followed that up with the best musical winner of the Tony Award, Kimberly Akimbo. That'll be at the Kauffman Center. And that is kind of a coming of age story with a twist about a girl who's dealing with a genetic disorder, a dysfunctional family, and her first crush all at the same time. It's based on the play. It's wonderful and heartwarming. And I think our audiences will seriously love it. It'll be a sleeper hit this year, most definitely.
Okay.
And then we've got, I don't know if you read the book. I read the book in high school. The Great Gatsby is coming to Kansas City. It's in New York right now. And it tells the story of Gatsby in 1922. And it's lush and full of incredible music and an incredible story. And it's going to be one not to be missed. One that I'm really surprised about, that I'm kind of excited for, is Stereophonic, is a play with music. So it's not like your standard musical. And it's basically got this band in the mid 70s that is on the verge of greatness coming together to create this album and to write this album. And all of the fighting and the egos and everything else that's associated with that happens in front of you with 16 original songs were written specifically for the show. So you get to be a fly on the wall in a recording session in the 70s. And who is not going to love that?
Sounds good.
And then the last show of the season is Mrs. Doubtfire, which is based on the hit film that starred Robin Williams.
Yes.
And this is just a new version of this that comes to the stage and comes to life. And it's got incredible music and all of those moments that you remember from the film, you get to see live and in person, and it'll be incredible.
Wow.
So that's our six show package, but that's not all. we have two shows that we can add, you know, with at the time that you become a season member, you can add two shows to expand your package. The first one is Book of Mormon. Mm. That'll be here in September.
Okay.
And that is incredibly fun and wildly funny and one of our audience favorites. And then we've got a little show that some people might be familiar with called Hamilton that is coming back to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be here for 2 weeks, and that can be added to the package to give you an eight show season. And then that's still not all, because in August of 26, we're going to be bringing 3 weeks of Wicked back to Kansas City. That is going to come at the perfect time after both films have been completed and out there for everybody. And now you saw the movie, you can come see the live stage show as well. That's a lot. I talked a lot. I apologize for that.
No, people need to hear the rundown, especially my wife, because once she hears Wicked and Beauty and the Beast, she's going to want to be there. So that is what's up.
Well, there you go. And that's the bookends to the season, is those two shows. So yes. They should be. It's going to be incredible. I'm super excited. Like I said, it's a stacked season. I'm very excited about it.
Now, if they want to get these tickets or be a part of everything that's coming with the American Theater Guild, where can they learn more information or get those tickets?
So to be a part of the PNC Broadway series, they can go to BroadwayNKC.com, and that will give you all the information about all of the shows that we're bringing. It'll give you information on how to become a season member, pricing, all that good stuff will be listed in there, and all the advantages associated with being a season member. And then you'll have an opportunity to build your package. Now, Wicked tickets will not be on sale as part of any of this for right now. They'll go on sale later on in the year. But season members will have the first opportunity to get tickets before the general public. So season membership is the best way to go, because you're going to get all of the best shows, guaranteed seats, a great price on everything, and you get to experience all of this incredible art that's coming into Kansas City.
All right. Well, Craig, I thank you for your time. I appreciate you. The American Theater Guild season is about to kick off. When does Beauty and the Beast start again, Craig?
Beauty and the Beast will be October 28th through November 2nd. So that's the first show of our season. Book of Mormon is that add-on, expand the show. And that'll be in September.
All right. All right. Get those tickets. Make sure you be a part of what's coming through to KC. Craig, thank you for your time. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.